Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is 11:45. And do we have Robert Scott on the phone?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. To start off, we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is we do have a new commissioner appointed. He's not here today, however. Sean Muskie has been appointed by the mayor. He is a former liaison with us, so he will be at the next meeting. That's just for information. So the agenda is presented. Are there any revisions or requests for any revisions to the agenda as is? We'll move on to approve the consent agenda, which includes the minutes from the July 12th meeting and review and approval of bill payments in the amount of $28,248. Just a little over $3 million, to clarify.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
John, do you have anything to point out in the bill payments?
Thank you, Chair Weber. Capital highlighted. Other than that, the remainder of the listing is pretty much our normal accounts payable listing. So unless there's questions on any particular item, I would have nothing further to add.
I have a question. It's a small dollar amount, but when I was reading through it, what is property under surveillance for PP?
What page?
It's on page, I don't know, like the second page? Oh, page 3. Page 3 of 10. Under, it must have been that you were paying, you put it on the credit card, or someone did.
Oh, property under surveillance for PP. Kevin, would you be able to take that one?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question. That's actually just some signage that we put up on the back of the power plant. We've had a little bit of issue with some youngsters getting in the plant. Haven't
not
caused
so they haven't seen any
correct
particular home here.
More of a scare tactic, okay. Yes. Just some signage.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Anything else to add? Okay, so we'll look for a roll call for the resolution.
Certain. Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
That item passes. We can move on to item number 5 on our agenda. Jim, do you have some updates you'd like to give?
Yes, thanks, Commissioner Weber. So this is for our PRIAM project, and it's the construction contract to install the new equipment out there. On July 13th, we received the bids. There were four bids. They ranged from $539,000 to $314,000. The low bid was Harold K. Scholes in the amount of $347,000. They also, each bidder submitted a price for the optional equipment, which is testing of the control circuits and some end-to-end testing of the transmission lines. So DGR reviewed these and they recommend, and I would concur with their recommendation, to award this bid to HK Scholes, the low bidder, for the base bid and the optional units. On page 2, it actually shows the bids from each company. You'll notice the gray boxes show there was a corrected bid amount, and as I've said in the past, I think these bidders use an Excel spreadsheet that either changes the rounding or they mistype something rather than using the bid form. And so the low bid correction was like $1,000 was the adjustment there, so it doesn't interfere with any of the other bids. Any questions on that one?
Any questions? Okay. So we look for a resolution to approve this bid and award it. Yep, so move.
Second.
Any discussion? Beth would look for roll call.
Certainly. Commissioner Mabul?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye. John, you have an arrow?
Yep, we'll move on to the 69 kV circuit breakers. This is for the new power plant substation project. We, on July 15th, shortly after the first one, received bids on this project. There were four responsive bids again, ranging from almost $79,000 to $108,000. The low bid was Siemens Energy in just over, well, almost $79,000. $1,500 in spare parts. EGR recommends we go with the low bidder, Siemens. I concur with them. We have a lot of Siemens breakers on our system. We're happy with their performance. They also suggest we get the spare parts, which I also agree with. So the total contract price for Siemens would be $80,470. On page two, again, you can see the different bids that did come in. Fortunately, Siemens hasn't raised their price. I think it was $1,000 more than the ones we bought previously for a previous substation project, but the other three bids were almost $30,000 more than in December of last year. So unfortunately, I think our prices are gonna go up due to the shortage from COVID in the future, but this one still went through. So are there any questions on this one?
So the delivery date's a year from now?
Yes, it is, which is out there a ways, but it does not cause any difficulties in our construction project. The transformer delivery for this one is going to be around July as well, so the contractor will be on site and they'll be able to pull in a lot of the wiring and do the bus work and won't hinder our schedule.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll look for a resolution to approve this bid.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Beth will look for a roll call.
Commissioner DeBleek?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
And that resolution passes. We'll move on to number six. Jerry, you also have an update on transmission.
Yes, thanks, Commissioner Weber. So at our last meeting on July 12th, I gave an update on our transmission investments and kind of gave you a conceptual overview of revenues and expenses and then a project update. There was a request for more detail on the economics of the expenses and revenues. And so if you take a look at that table on the center of the page, I'll clarify that this is only for our joint pricing zone expenses and revenues. We have other operations and maintenance expenses that go into our transmission system, but that is accounted for in a roundabout way through the attachment O and just how we do our funding. So what we're specifically looking at is the joint pricing zone revenues and expenses, what MISO transmit, what MISO charges us and what MISO reimburses us for in the transmission realm. So that table, I gave you 4 years just to kind of give you a baseline to see where things are at and where they're going. 2017 through 2019, our expenses slowly increased, but our revenues stayed pretty much flat. If you look at 2020, the revenues jumped $500,000, and that would all be attributed to the Prime substation investment. And that was $4.7 million, I think, at the end of the project. One thing I do feel I need to point out is how our expenses dropped so much in 2020. It's very unusual, and what we attribute that to is just a stunted energy usage due to COVID-19, just in the joint pricing zone as a whole, there wasn't as much demand or energy sold in that region, and so the expenses were down. In 2016, MCR did an analysis for us. At that time, they projected $4.5 million investment would get us $600,000 to $700,000 in revenue a year. We see that in 2020, our actual $4.7 million investment returned $500,000, and we actually expect that to be kind of low as our energy sales return to normal this year. We would expect that to go up to at least $600,000, and I'd say probably even more than that. So this is kind of hopefully help you better understand the actual results of our transmission investments. Are there any questions on that?
Commissioners, any questions?
So it looks like you're on pace for 2021 for a $600,000 increase in revenue. How about what are we on pace for expenses? Do you see them back up? The 3.8s or?
Yep, I would expect.
Or is that a net number?
That, the expense is not a net number. No, these are the gross numbers. I wouldn't expect it to probably go to 3.8. I think we're still down a little bit in energy just as a whole, but again, our weather has been pretty warm, so we'd probably be in that region. There are projections on transmission rates, right? Not familiar with what those are, but they continue to rise.
I believe part of the question last meeting was, what do we see in additional revenue based on our transmission investment? So basically, a $500,000 or $5 million investment will yield us roughly $600,000 to $700,000 a year. So in increased revenue. So they're good investments. And especially when we're trying to strive for revenue neutrality as a term that we continuously use here, as Jaron pointed out here, we continue to move closer towards that. We have just a real high level. We have between the Wilmer Pram substation work, we are looking at roughly $9 million, Jaron. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Real close to $9 million we're investing this year in transmission.
Probably won't hit our books until
23. Yeah, it'll be 23 before we see the full revenue impact of those projects. Because in services, end of 2022, so we do forward-looking test year filing, which means we file our anticipated expenses, which then they equate to the anticipated revenue, so then the following year is a true-up. So 2023-24 before we'll have the accurate numbers on the yield on that investment.
Revenue we see off that is based on our usage. We're taken off the line, or how is that calculated?
Revenue is based. It's a very involved, complicated formula. But revenue is based on, as Jaron pointed out earlier, expenses are down. But revenue is based on use of the system in relation to the asset value of the entire joint pricing zone system. So we always try to strive to, when we talk about revenue neutrality, we always look at what is our investment in relation to our share of that revenue.
So it's based on total use of the system.
Correct. Of the joint
that
price.
One of the factors in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Of the joint pricing use system. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the GRE, I don't know, during the footprint of this joint pricing zone is fairly large.
Yeah, it's generally central Minnesota, which, you know, we kind of go from Fargo, Detroit Lakes down to Rochester, maybe not quite that far. Yeah. It is east of the cities, though.
And it kind of starts, you know, west side of the cities out to basically the borders, and then, kind of the western part of the state down to the southern part of the state is a price joint pricing zone footprint.
So
this is a really good returns. So how that impacts us though in terms of how we allocated that money, the revenue that we make through that, would it be see that average sort of household?
How does it impact the household? Yes. If we were not ATLU, we would not see that $2 million worth of revenue. So our rates would have to cover that additional cost. Well, let me back up. That probably wasn't a real correct statement. We wouldn't have the investment either we didn't have, but when we strive for revenue neutrality, we're trying to get our transmission costs covered to the extent that we can through the joint pricing zone. So what the offsetting impact would be, I do not have those numbers readily available. So if we didn't have this transmission investment, our expenses would be down slightly as well, revenue would be down, end of the day our transmission costs would be higher, but I do not have that number available. We'd have to do additional analysis to come up with that number.
It would be always, makes sense to me that, the impact that average person will benefit this will be really great so that,
at a real high level, the rate of return that is allowed on transmission investments is about 10-11%. So when you look at our transmission investments, if we have a 10% return on it, that is hypothetically is what would equate to a rate reduction to our customers.
Any more questions? Any other commissioners? Satisfied? Thank you for the update.
Okay. Moving to item number 7, appointment of some committees and an officer position. With a recent vacancy, the treasurer position is now open. And we'd look for a motion to appoint somebody for that. And I would put in a motion for Bruce Stahlbeck to be the commission treasurer. Is there a second?
Yeah, I second that. Yep.
Are you willing and able?
I can do that, yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. Is there any other questions?
Bruce, excuse qualifications?
Okay, so we will look for a standing roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Congratulations, Bruce.
Thank you.
Going into our committees, the Labor Committee is currently fulfilled with myself, Commissioner Mabub, and Commissioner Erickson. Planning Committee also has a vacancy with Commissioner Dalbeck and Commissioner Johnson, and with one vacancy. Is there any discussion or anybody have any desires to move into that? I do have an idea who can be appointed to that position, and it would be new Commissioner Sean Muskey. But it is open for discussion.
I agree with you. I mean, Muskey would be beneficial, I think, for the Planning Committee.
Okay.
And I would concur with that. It would be a good appointment.
Would you like to put in a motion?
Yeah. How will you frame the motion? Just I'll recommend or
put a
statement?
Yeah.
Okay. I will appoint Mr. Muskey to be a planning committee.
Second?
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for Sean Muskey to be appointed to the Planning Committee. Any other discussion?
How often do the committees change? Is there like an annual meeting that we have that?
Usually beginning of the year.
Okay. That's my only question.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second for Sean Muskey to be appointed to the planning committee. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Sean Muskey has been appointed to the planning commission. Committee. Excuse me. That moves us on to agenda item number 8, and agenda manager's report.
Thank you, Commissioner Weber. With the appointments, we'll be moving forward. We do have two dates, 24th, 25th, for our budget meeting, and on that meeting, we will be reviewing our budgets as well as picking up our water billing policy discussion to see if there's changes there that the commission supports. And Labor Committee, we need to move forward with that as well, so there'll be an agreed date coming out soon to set up that meeting as well. So, unless there's additional questions, that would conclude my report.
Any other questions? Anything else to come before the commission today? Hearing none, I look for a motion.
Make one comment or announcement that the MMUA board interviewed for a new chief executive officer. I think everybody's aware that Jack Cagle is going to be retiring and basically in September. We do have a candidate picked, but I think they want to wait until the summer conference to make any announcements. So,
okay.
And I understand that person did accept the offer.
Okay. So the position's filled.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bruce. Anything else? Look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. All right.